The Introduction to Likutei Halachos. I would probably say the majority of Jews who study Sfarim ignore and skip the introductions to Sfarim. My experience has been, and I've mentioned this to some other people and they agreed with me completely, people that I respect a lot, that in many cases the introduction is the most important part of the Sefer. Because in the introduction, the author is speaking to you on a personal level to give you a little bit of insight as to who he is, what he's about, what the Sefer is about, and especially what his intention and his goal is in for those who are studying the Sefer. Hapam oides Hashem, at this moment I give praise to Hashem, Asher ad koyo azaroni, who has helped me till now. Mo adaber, what can I say? Vuhu omar vosa, Hashem has said and done everything. Mi kashem alekenu, who is like Hashem? Mekim me'ofor dol, who lifts up a complete pauper from the dirt. Me ashpois yorim evyoin kamoini, and has lifted up a spiritually poor person like me from the garbage. This is Rav Nosson Zal speaking about himself. Le korveni, to bring me close, le oyer tzach umetzuchzuch kazeh, to such a pure, bright light, oyer ho'eroys, the light of all lights, tzach ha'tzachzuchos, the brightest of the bright. Mi yisaper shvochoi, who can describe his praises? Mi yisaper tohilosoi, who can tell of his greatness? And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'gam ki yodua, and even though it's well known, shekol haloshoinois shel shevach ha'tehila, kvar hurgalu ha'olam lekosvon almandahu, that all kinds of praises and greatness, people have gotten into the habit of writing it about just about anybody, any person that they want to praise, they write praises to them as if that person were Hashem, or as if that person were the greatest gift to mankind. So a person will say, okay, here goes again, another rabbi writing about his rabbi like he's who knows what. Ach, however, hama'ayin b'sforov hagdoshim be'ein ho'emes. Any person who will look into the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal is our rabbi, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. Be'ein ho'emes, with a real honest eye, v'novoin Yosef Lekach, and an intelligent person will go even further, losum ein yunoi, bedvorai ele, to look not only in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, but to look into my words, asher chanani Hashem, which Hashem has graced me with, Bekoichoi, with Rabbi Nachman's power. In other words, because I was privileged to be a student of Rabbi Nachman, Hashem blessed me with the ability to write Hamavor and Basfor Amelu, to write the revelations in Torah that are explained in these Sforim, the Likutei Halachos. Yovin v'yaskil v'yeda, the person will understand and realize, ki kol hashvochim v'tehilois v'agdulois shekosafti olav zal, that all the praises and all the greatness that I've used to describe Rabbeinu Zal, adayin lo higati lekarsulei shivchei tehilosoi, I haven't gotten to the bottom of the feet of his praises describing his greatness. Ki sogvo ma'alosoi ugdulosoi v'tokboi adayin soif, because his greatness and his power reaches up to the infinite. Ve'ein tachlis, adein soif, adein tachlis, to the levels of spirituality of the infinite. Mashe'ein hape yochol ledaber, v'halev lachshoiv, to the degree that a mouth cannot describe it, and even a heart cannot fathom the greatness of Rabbeinu Zal. U'boichein libois hu yoidea, the one who knows exactly what's going on in people's hearts, knows very well, she'ani yoidea biatzmi miut erki oloi, that I know very, very well the low level that I am on. You know, how not great I am, Rav Nosson Zal is saying. Ki mi anoichi, because who am I? Kivosi ad haloim lechaber sforim, that I've come to this point to write sforim. Who am I? Ubifrat dvorim keile, especially sforim like these, ha'oimdim berumoi shaloilam, which speak about topics that are among the highest, deepest topics in Yiddishkeit. Ha'poischim shar lechol doifke betshuva, which open up an entranceway for all those who would want to do tshuva, to repent. Ha'chafeitzim lotzeis mechoyshech lorem, those who want to leave darkness and enter into light. Lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach, to come close to Hashem. Le'or bo'or ha'chaim, to receive the true light of life. Ve'im omnom ato b'doiros halolu, chibur sforim enoy b'chlal gedula v'chashivus. Rab Nosson Zal says, even though nowadays, in our generations, writing a sefer is not considered a big deal. That doesn't make people respect you necessarily. V'halavai shelo yehe levizoyo in lelag v'keles. And hopefully, a person should be zoche, if he writes a sefer, that they shouldn't make fun of him. He shouldn't become the joke of the city or the joke of the neighborhood. Kasher robu ato hamisloitzim misforim chadoshim. As we find today, many people who make fun of every new sefer that comes out, without examining it, without looking at it, ready to make fun right away. Ubeterem yiskarvu aleim lahabit bohem, and even before they approach the sefer to look into it, im toy vimra, to see whether it's good or bad, vayisnaklu aleihem mikoidim benichle armumius, they immediately attack it with all kinds of crookedness, v'chaviloys chaviloys shaleitzonis, and packages of mockery, of making fun. U'mechanim lehem shem lignai, and they usually come up with a nickname for the sefer. You know, as they take the name of the sefer and turn it into a joke, some kind of a nickname, to make fun of it. And here, Rav Nosson Zal is in parentheses, u'ma ha'mechane shem lechaveroi, ein loy chelek loylam habo. Imagine if the Gemara tells us that if a Jew makes a nickname for another Jew as a means of making fun of him a little bit, or just sort of joking, people like to do that, some people, to give each person a nickname, so that each time they mention that person's nickname, everybody be able to laugh a little, either openly or inwardly. And the Gemara says that this is one of the things which earns a person a one-way ticket to Gehenim. That a person cannot enter into Olam Haba if he crossed this line, if he insulted a Jew in this way by giving them a sarcastic type of nickname. If that's what happens when you give a nickname to a Jew, Hamachan Hashem L'Sefer, when a Jew gives a nickname to a Sefer, Shemedaber Divrei Torah, which has in it Divrei Torah, Divrei Elokim Chaim, the words of Hashem, V'chulu, etc., Alachas Kama V'Kama, you could imagine for sure, that a Jew loses his Olam Haba Chas V'Shom for doing that. Ve'ein laharich bozeh kan, Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't want to elaborate more on this right now, over here. Al kol ponim, however, suffice it to say, ein chibur sforim bechlal gedula v'chashivus be'itim halolum, that producing a sefer is not something that makes a person great in these times, in our times. It's not something that earns a person major respect or pride. Achaf al pikein, however, Rav Nosson Zal says, even though that's true, nimtzoim ksherim utmimim b'chol dor v'dor, we find good quality religious people and sincere people in every single generation. Ato gamato, now also, nowadays also, asher hoilchim betoim betach, who go in a sincere, trusting path, trusting in Hashem, trusting in tzaddikim, uvemoishav leitzim lo yoshavu, and they don't join those groups who like to make fun of other Jewish groups or sfarim or things like that, asher aleihem titoif imre yemes kemayim karim al nefesh hayefa. And these quality, sincere Jews, the words of truth that are found in good Sfarim will drip on them like cold water, refreshing a person who's totally exhausted. Yevakshu kakesef v'chamat moinim. They're searching for these things like one searches for silver and precious stones. Yechapsu divrei emes. They're searching for words of truth, v'tzedek and righteousness, hameyusodim al adnei poz, which are grounded and based on solid foundations, foundations of poz, which is the most expensive type of gold. Al divrei rabbeinu akdashim zal, teachings that are based on and grounded in the teachings of our holy rabbis of the past. Va'ani ba'oni yodat I, in my state of poverty, Rav Nosson Zal says, he means poverty in mitzvahs, in Torah, in ma'asim tovim, yodati, I know very well, ki lo higati lemida zu, that I have not arrived at this level, the level of one who's qualified to write a sefer and things like that, loy mine v'loy miktsosa, not to that level and not to any part of that level. I'm nowhere near that level. L'chavois dei, afilu lufnei kal shebekalim v'apoche shebepchusim, to offer my opinion, even in front of the smallest of the smallest, the lowest of the lowest Jews. Who am I? Who am I to offer to say what I have to say? That's regarding me personally, Rav Nosson Zal says. Achzois oide v'loyevoish. However, the following I will state without any shame or embarrassment. V'ho emes agid v'loyakached. And the truth I will state and I will not deny. Uveroish hoimioi sekra. And I will announce this in the largest, in front of the largest audiences. Bepischei sharem, at the entrances. Be'ir amorai oimer, in front of whole cities, I'm prepared to say what I'm about to say. And he quotes Dovid HaMelech, who says, Vadabra be'idoisecho neged malochim v'loyevoish. I will speak of the words of Hashem in front of kings, and I will not be ashamed, I won't be embarrassed. What is this statement that Rav Nosson Zal wants to make now? Shekeshem sha'ani koton be'enai mitzadatzmi, kasher boichen libo isu yodea. As much as I realize how small I am, based on my own personal accomplishments and my own personal knowledge and things like that, as Hashem knows very, very well, Hashem knows that I know how small I am, kein yekoro nafshi, so too my soul is very precious and very important, mitzad mailas hadras kedushas hamashpio aleho chochma bina vadas. Because of the privilege that I had, the great holy person who bestowed upon me, who shined into me, Chochma Bino and Das. Who is this? Who kivoid adoini moiri verebi horav hakodosh vahanoiro horav hoemes zecher tzadik kodesh levrocha. That is my rabbi, the holy, awesome rabbi, the rabbi of truth. May his memory be blessed. So Rav Nosson Zal is writing this introduction after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, obviously. Even though he started writing Likutei Halachos, the actual Likutei Halachos, during Rabbeinu Zal's lifetime. Ve'im omarti asapra kamoi efes kotze me'es kol asher osel anafshi. And if I would want to tell over a drop of what Rabbeinu Zal did for me, for my soul, lo'y saspik ho'oretz lo'ochel kol dvorai, es kol dvorai. The world isn't big enough to carry what I have to say about how much Rabbeinu Zal did for me. Bamo akadem Hashem ikaf lelokei moroim. How can I possibly thank Hashem, you know, and acknowledge the exalted Hashem? Rabois osiso ato Hashem alekai. Hashem, you have done so much, such greatness. Nifloisecho machshevoisecho eleinu. Sharing your greatness and your thoughts with us. Ein aroyche lecho. There is nobody, nothing like you. Agido vadabero otzmo yisaper. I'll speak, and yet it's way beyond words. Vehine, mahus hasefer umaasehu. The quality and the what this sefer is all about. The Likutei Halachos. Yire horoye beinov. Anyone who looks at it will see clearly. Shekuloi meyusod umesudar. Al kol ha-halochoi sheba'ar b'chelkei Shulchan Aruch. that all of it is based on and organized following the order of the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. Kichein tzuvesi mipiv hakodosh, because this is exactly what I was instructed by Rabbeinu Zal, lachshoiv ula'ayin b'kol hilchasa v'hilchasa, to think into and to delve into each and every halacha, ad sheyor Hashem einai lechadesh b'am eze chidish, until Hashem will open my eyes to realize something new in the halacha, meaning to be able to show the connection between the halacha and spirituality, serving Hashem with one's heart, devotion of the heart. V'chol ma shezikani Hashem Yisborach lechadesh bohem, and everything, all that Hashem has blessed me to be able to bring forth new ideas and new revelations from the Shulchan Aruch, hakol meyusod al pi hahagdomois vayisoidois shekibalti mirabenu hakodesh vanoir zechet tzadev kodesh levrocha. All of it is based on the introductions and the foundations that I received from our holy, awesome rabbi, Hamevuorim b'sforav hakdoshim, which are described and explained in his holy sforim, Sheheim Likutei Moran Aleph Ubeis, which are the two books of Likutei Moran, V'lefomim hoitzeisi eze hakdomois neirois mehamaisios hanayrois esiper, and there were times when I was able to bring forth some introductions, you know, that I used for explaining the halachas from the Sipure Maisius of Rabbeinu Zal, the 13 great stories that Rabbeinu Zal told, Hamavorim b'sefer Sipure Maisius, ki im omnom rimze hamaisius sogvu midatenu, because even though to be able to understand even hints from those stories is way beyond our scope, ki go hamayim nachal ashloinucha lavor, because the waters are very deep. It's a stream that we cannot cross. In other words, he's describing the depth of the Sipurei Maisius. Afal Pikein, despite that, Hashem Yisborach choinein lodom das, Hashem blesses a person with intelligence, with seichel, veheir einai, and Hashem has opened my eyes, limtzoi bahem lefomim eze dvorim nifloim, to discover incredible, incredible insights in those stories. Kasher yire hama'ayin be'enov, Behilchis Tfilin Halochahei, as if you will look into the Likutei Halochis, you'll see this in Hilchis Tfilin Halochahei, Uvehilchis Birchis Hashachar Halocha Gimel, Ubehilchis Tfila Halocha Dalid. These are all in Orach Chaim, in the first volume of Orach Chaim, Ubeshar Mekoimois, and in other places in the Likutei Halochis. Ulefomim Likatati Eza Hagdomois Mi Sefer Ho Aleph Beis, at times I took introductions, you know, for my halachas from the Sefer Hamidois of Rabbeinu Zal, which is also sometimes called this, the Aleph Beis book. V'chol ha'agdomois shehoitzeisi misifrei Rabbeinu Zal, and all of these introductions, all of these foundations that I took from Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, v'chol ma she'azrani Hashem Yisporach l'chadesh bohem, and in all that Hashem has helped me to be able to bring forth new revelations in the halachas, bekulam heir hashemenai limtsoyosam ba'er heitev, bepsukei Tanach, ubemamorei Rabbeinu Zal, bigamora, umedroshim v'sifrei Azora Kodesh v'kisvi Arizal. In everything I've written, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Hashem has given me the ability to find it. Not that I came up with new ideas that are on my own, that are not attached to the Torah, but rather you will see that all of it is based on psukim in the Chumash, in the Navi, in the Ksuvim, and in statements from the Gemara, and the Zohar Kodesh, and Medroshim, and the writings of the Arizal. Everything is grounded. Everything is very, very clearly attached to and connected to what the rabbis of the earlier generations taught us. Ad Sheheir Hashem Einai, to the point where Hashem opened my eyes, Lahachnesoisom bederech hapardes, to take the wisdom of the earlier rabbis of the Gemara, the Medrash, the Zohar Kodesh, the Arizal, and bring it in using all four paths of analysis of the Torah, pshat, remez, drush, soid, letoir dinei hamitzvos, into the halachas, into the laws of the Shulchan Aruch, al pi seder hilchoseim hamavoarim ba'arba chelkei Shulchan Aruch, following the order that's presented in the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. V'kivisi l'Hashem, I hope and pray to Hashem, asher einecho tireno niflois b'roiv hamakoymois, that your eyes will see wondrous things in the majority of places throughout the Likutei Halachos. Magodlu maase Hashem mo'idam k'machshavosov, how great are Hashem's actions, how deep are His thoughts. Ki al pi dvorim hu'eila hamuvorim b'sforim hu'eila, yuchal kol odom lohovin ulahaskil meirochoik gedoilois noirois venefloys kol mitzvah mitzvah v'chol din vodin miprote mitzvah. Because based on the words that are presented in these sforim, every single Jew will be able to understand and realize from the distance the greatness and the awesomeness and the wondrousness of each and every single mitzvah and each and every detail of every mitzvah. Vafilu hadinim shebeinotam l'chaveira hamuvorim b'choish mishpot, and even the laws that are between man and fellow man that are presented in choish mishpot, laws of damages, laws of about the courts, about collecting a loan, about lending money, about interest, collecting interest. Asher ein ish som alev lohovin mehem ramosim udrochem l'avodas Hashem yisborach, where just about nobody looks at those halachas to derive inspiration for serving Hashem with love and fear and respect, etc. Ubechazdei Hashem, and thanks to Hashem's kindness, be'elu hasforim yarve es nafshoy hatzomei lishmoy adivrei Hashem. The person will satisfy his thirsting soul that wants to hear the word of Hashem, that wants to receive inspiration, religious inspiration, even from those laws. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol haTorah v'chol adinim v'alochos shebekol chelkei haTorah mikulam tzrichim lohoitzi eitzos udrochim uremozim leiskarei ve'lov yisporach be'emes. Listen to these words. This is very important. He's quoting ukemavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'haTorah chodi Rabbi Shimon b'simen samach aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the beginning of chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, that when a Jew learns any part of the Torah, we're supposed to be able to derive advice and guidance and hints as to how to serve Hashem better, how to improve our devotion to Hashem, our study of Torah, our tefillah, our relationship with Hashem, our relationship with our fellow Jew. Shemikol halimudim shodam loymed tzrichin lohoitzi mishpete hanhogois yeshorois. From everything that a Jew learns, he has to be able to derive guidance and a clear path as to how to behave in his relationship with Hashem and how to believe in our relationship with our fellow Jew. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes this. Avolav kolodom zeichelze. However, not everybody Jew is capable of this. Not everybody Jew is capable of learning Torah and being able to see the inspiration in every single halacha. How this is supposed to turn me on to Hashem. How this is supposed to give me encouragement and inspiration and motivation. Ubeezras Hashem. However, with Hashem's help, v'yeshuosoy haneflo, and with Hashem's wondrous salvation, Be'elu hasforim posachti shar ktsas. In these sforim, I have opened the door a little bit. Limtzoy drochim amitiim bechol limudei haTorah kedusha. For a Jew to be able to find true paths, true ways for learning every aspect of the Torah, and being able to derive inspiration and guidance from it. Uberoiv amita soinyan. Al pisoid kavonas hamitzvah, and based, we skipped a little. Uberoiv hamakoymois einom bederech remez udrush levad, and in most places throughout the Likutei Halachos, it's not just being presented with from hints or drushim kim kachu amita soinyin al pisoid kavonas hamitzvah, but rather that's the real definition of the mitzvah based on the teachings of the Arizal, based on the Sifrei Kabbalah. That's what the mitzvah is really all about, the way it's explained here in the Likutei Halachos. Ubiur dvorai ele lo yaspiku hamoin yuriyos levarom. Rav Nosson Zal says to try to explain what I'm trying to say here now, thousands of pages aren't going to be enough to explain it, like to give you an idea as to what there is in these svarim. Achamaskil biemis. However, a person who's really intelligent, yovin ma'at dvorai ele, will understand a little bit what I'm saying here. Kisheyosim liboy heitev lahadvorim hanemorim besforim ele. If the person will really look carefully into what's written in these svarim, the Likutei Halachos, ubesifrei Rabbeinu Zal, and in Rabbeinu Zal's svarim.